This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
And God is so good. God wants to get involved in your life. Do you believe that today? God wants to be involved in your life. And the title of my sermon is The Person of the Holy Spirit. So today we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. Amen? And, you know, we can relate to the Father. Amen? It's easy to relate to Father God. Amen? And it's easy to relate to Jesus. But, you know, that third person of the Trinity, we seem to leave out every once in a while. We don't think about the third person of the Trinity, which is the Holy Spirit. And mainly, we need to think about the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's not an impersonal force or a power that we want to have in our lives. The Holy Spirit is a person. And so I really believe, as I minister this message today, you're going to get a revelation and a revelation of that we relate to God through the person of the Holy Spirit. And if we start acknowledging the Holy Spirit in our lives, God will do amazing things in our lives. Say, I acknowledge you, Holy Spirit. Amen. And I love that. So the Holy Spirit really is a person. And a lot of people, when you think about the Holy Spirit being a person, you're like, what do you mean a person, Pastor? Well, a person has a mind, a will, and emotions. And God, the Father, has a mind, will, and emotions. Jesus has a mind, will, and emotions. Amen. And the Holy Spirit has a mind, will, and emotions. And sometimes we get this idea, sometimes when you're in some church services that preaches, I say, a strong grace message, they kind of preach in a way where almost like the blood of Jesus covers your entire life, and it does, and that really, that it doesn't really matter how you live your life because the blood covers it already, but, you know, it really matters how you live your life. Amen. You know, the blood does cover it, amen? But it matters how we walk our life with God. Amen? And so I'm talking to you about the Holy Spirit today. And I really believe that God wants us getting more acquainted with Him through the person of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants to affect us. In other words, you know, when you receive Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit comes inside you. And the Holy Spirit's there to make you feel what God feels. At times when we see things, we want to feel like God. Amen? Amen. We want to respond like God. We want to respond like Jesus. Amen. And the Holy Spirit helps us to respond like Him if we're sensitive. Now, you know, you can walk this walk with God. You can live as a Christian, a worldly life, and you can almost shut out the very presence of God in your life. And you just kind of live by just your own knowledge, your own intellect. You're just living by feeling. Amen. Anybody ever live by feeling out here? If you feel like going to church, you go. If you don't feel like going, you don't. But we don't want to go by feeling. Amen. We want to go by the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, we govern our lives through the Word of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit. And the word of God actually says, really, the Word of God says that we should not, you know, we should be in church, amen? That we should not forsake the assembly of ourselves. So we go, as we live our lives, we go with the written Word of God, what the Word of God says. And we also go with the leading of the Holy Spirit, amen? I love that. Let's look at Romans 8:29. And in 8:29 it says, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen. And so I love that, because God foreknew us, He's predestined us, and He conformed us to be the image of His Son. And so God wants us looking more like Jesus. Do you believe that today? And so I love that. So Jesus has so God wants us walking like Him. Let's look at Matthew 12:18. This is the Father speaking. And it says here, behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, whom my soul is well pleased. I'll put my spirit upon him, and he will declare justice to the Gentiles. So notice this, that the Father is speaking, and the Father, you know, is saying that he's going to put, he has a will, and he's going to put his Spirit on Jesus. And I'm going to say this, the Father wants to put his Spirit not only in us, but he wants to put his Spirit upon us. Amen. I preach about this a couple weeks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I hope you got a hold of that. And I really hope that in that message, that if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, that you're seeking to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, because I believe it will revolutionize your life. Jesus is speaking, and Jesus says in Matthew 26:38, then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. So what I'm focused on this morning is that God has a soul with his mind, will, emotions, and Jesus here is talking about his soul, and Jesus dealt with sorrow in his life, especially before he went to the cross. And at times, we're going to feel sorrow in our lives. Really, we should be feeling sorrow with the plight of where mankind is at. We should be feeling sorry or sorrow for maybe some of our relatives that aren't serving God. We should have some sorrow with where the world is going. Amen? And the world's not looking any better. Amen? It looks like we might be in a war pretty soon. Amen? And so it looks like that, you know, if you've heard the news, we're in the last days. And, you know, the president dropped some bombs on Iran. And so it might be war, but, you know, he's standing with Israel. And so I believe that if you stand with Israel, you're going to be blessed. The Bible says that if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. So we just got to believe and keep praying for the president that he's doing all the right things. And just believe that he's hearing from God. Amen. But we are in evil days. And for you need to know God more today than ever before. Can I get a witness in the house today? We need to know God greater. And so I love this. So your soul can be affected by the negative things around here. Amen. What's going on? But be at peace. God is in control. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is speaking in Hebrews, saying, now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So this is the Holy Spirit. I'm talking to you about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit having a soul, which equates to being a person. Amen. And I love this. And notice it says here in Hebrews 10:38 that if we draw back, that God has no pleasure in us drawing back. God wants us pressing in. God doesn't want us drawing back. God doesn't want us backsliding. He wants us moving forward in Him. And I'm going to say this, with everything going on in this world, the wars that are going on, everything, it's just telling me Jesus is coming back soon. And we got to be ready for Jesus to come back. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I need to keep developing my relationship with the Lord through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you need to continue. Why? Because next week's message is how to be led by the Holy Spirit. You want to definitely come out next week. Because some of us make mistakes. Have you ever made a mistake out here? Did something that you shouldn't have done, and you should have consulted the Lord first. Or you jumped out too fast, or you got impatient. Have you ever got impatient? Instead of, you know, God is a God that you got to wait on every once in a while. Have you ever figured that out? That you got to wait on God every once in a while? That everything just doesn't happen immediately? I was looking for my weight belt the other day. I have a weight belt that I use when I work out. Amen. And so I was looking for it, and I couldn't find it in the house. I said, where is it? I started praying. I said, I was this close to buying a new weight belt. I'm going to Amazon, buy it. But I just felt led to look under the couch. And under the couch, my weight belt was there. But I was this close to calling Amazon. You know, why? Because when we get out of patience, we tend to do our own thing. instead of waiting on the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, wait on the Lord. And nobody wants to wait on the Lord for anything. Amen. So the Holy Spirit, being a person, we got to relate to the Holy Spirit as a person. And really what got me excited about this message was that I started studying Paul Youngie Cho, and his name's David. He changed his name to David Youngie Cho, which was a good choice for him. Amen. And he changed it for a reason. God told him to change it. And there are some reasons behind that. But his ministry took off when he started acknowledging the Holy Spirit in his life. Think about that. Catherine Kuhlman, that walked in miracles, she always attributed her ministry to the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. And so when you start acknowledging the Holy Spirit in your life, I believe that God's going to radically change your life. Like, you can get up in the morning and say, hello, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. You know, because the Holy Spirit's there to help you. He's your helper. He's your comforter. He's your standby. He's your strengthener. He strengthens you. You can say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for strengthening me today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me wisdom today. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Now, I know this is probably rubbing the wrong way with some of us. Oh, I always acknowledge the Heavenly Father. Jesus always talked to the Father. Yes, but we relate to the Father through the person of the Holy Spirit. And it's okay to let the Holy Spirit know you love Him. Amen? I think He gets ignored. Amen? I think the Holy Spirit gets ignored, and He doesn't want to be ignored. Amen? And I love that. So these ministries that and David Youngie Cho walked in the miracles of God. See, I'm going to let you in on something. I want to walk in more miracles. Amen. How many people want to walk in more miracles? Amen. Okay, I got some hands raised. How many people want to walk in a little bit more wisdom? Amen. I want some wisdom. How many people would like to be a little stronger? Amen. Well, I got some hands being raised up. Well, the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to help us be strengthened, that will comfort us, that will give us the wisdom that we need. Amen. He will show us, you know, the Holy Spirit is better than AI. Oh, I'm going somewhere today. I'm going somewhere. You know, AI, artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, right? Has anybody used it? Has anybody used that? And you use it and it can write you a paper. It almost wrote my sermon last night. But you know what's better than ChatGPT? The Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit is better than ChatGPT. Because ChatGPT, it tries to pull all the information. But you know that the Holy Spirit is unlimited. Amen. And you know, we can tap in to unlimited knowledge. And not only that, the Holy Spirit doesn't bring knowledge from the past. The Holy Spirit knows the future better than you know your past. So I think it's a good idea to start getting a relationship with the Holy Spirit, don't you think? And so the Holy Spirit has a mind. And in Isaiah 55:8, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. I love that. But our thoughts can become like God's thoughts as long as we meditate on the Word of God. Amen? So the Holy Spirit has a mind. He has thoughts. Amen? In Philippians 2:5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So I love that. So we want our mind to be in Christ Jesus. You know, a lot of times you hear the IQ test. Anybody ever took an IQ test in here? Amen? And the Holy Spirit doesn't have an IQ. You say, what? Well, it's intelligence quotient. It's to measure the intelligence of a person. But the Holy Spirit is unlimited. Amen. So He's unlimited. Like I just said before, He's unlimited. So we can tap in to an unlimited God through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will help you with your marriage. What? The Holy Spirit will help you with your job. The Holy Spirit will help you with your business. The Holy Spirit will help you with your finances. Amen. The Holy Spirit may even help you work out. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Ask God to help you. And then all pretty soon you say, man, I just feel like I want to start walking. right? And you can start doing prayer walks. And you can start walking in your neighborhood and start praying for your neighbors. And you can combine prayer walking. Amen? Glory to God. And the Holy Spirit will get us off our blessed assurance. Amen. And sometimes we need to get off of our blessed assurance. Can I get a witness in the house today? So hopefully in this series, I'm going to teach you how to connect with God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we need to connect to God through the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to recognize that the Holy Spirit is a person. And so instead of just saying, God, give me more power, say, Holy Spirit, help me to know you better. That's what we need to be saying. Holy Spirit, empower me to be all that you called me to be. I love that. And so we have the capability to fellowship with God. Why? Because God created us in a higher level than animals. You're much greater than an animal. Amen. You have a spirit. You are made in the image of God, and God created us to fellowship with Him on His level. Amen. That's powerful. Because think about this, you can fellowship with God Almighty on His level. Amen. And I love that. So we know this, and one of my favorite scriptures on this message is 2 Corinthians 13:14. It says here, notice this, it says here in 2 Corinthians 13:14, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, I love that, the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship, notice that, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That's powerful. So this is telling me that the Apostle Paul got the revelation that Jesus Christ has grace, God the Father has the love, But the fellowship should be with the Holy Spirit. Are you getting a revelation today? So we are created to fellowship with God through the person of the Holy Spirit. My question to you, are you spending time fellowshipping with Him? Are you spending time in His presence? Are you giving God time? Like this morning when we worshiped the Lord and I said, let's give the Holy Spirit a moment. And then we had a prophetic word that went forth. The Holy Spirit wanted to speak to us. Glory to God. And that word was that God is a covenant-keeping God. That means God's true to His word. The Holy Spirit will always reveal the word of God to each one of us. Amen. I like this in James 4:8. It says here, if you draw near to God, God will run from you. No, it doesn't say that, does it? That would be terrible if it did say that. Draw near to God, and God's trying to not be around. Amen. Has there anybody in your life that you didn't want to be around and you ducked and dodged? Amen. You ever ducked and dodged anybody in your life? You know, oh my gosh, here they come. You know, here they come. And so, but God will never duck or dodge you. God will never, there's a term, ghost you. Yeah, they're ghosting me. What does that mean? Well, you're trying to call them and they're not answering. You know, you send them an email and they're not responding. And they're ghosting you. Have you ever heard that before? Well, God will never ghost you. Amen. But God, if you draw near to God, He will draw near to you. You know, the Holy Spirit has a will. Do you believe that today? And His will is always the will of the Father. In Acts 16:6, it says, when they had gone through Pamphylia, the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Now, this was the Apostle Paul, and he was ministering with one of his other partners. And he was going to go into this particular city, and the Holy Spirit forbid him to go to preach. And this is interesting. The Bible already tells us that we're supposed to be preaching. So that's the Word of God. But the Holy Spirit will give us specifics. Sometimes people aren't ready for the Word of God. Sometimes they're not ready. So sometimes we need to, well, every time we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when to minister and when not to minister. Sometimes it's better just to be quiet. Wives, you know, sometimes it's just better just to be quiet. You know, not to say anything, right? Amen. To your husbands that are, you know, not doing everything that you think they should be doing, right? Sometimes it's just better just to be quiet. Amen. Okay, I'm stepping on some toes today. Men, sometimes it might be a good idea to keep your mouth closed too. Amen. Sometimes it's just better just to say, wife, you're doing a great job.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. Even if the food is burnt, you are still saying you did a great job. Amen. So husbands, it might be good to keep your mouth quiet too. Amen. I'm telling you, that's why God gave us two ears and one mouth. Do you know why you got two ears and one mouth? You're supposed to listen twice as much as you speak. Amen. This might help somebody out today. I tend to step in it because I'm a talker. So I got to be very careful because I'm a talker. I can step in it every once in a while. You ever stepped on your tongue every once in a while? Amen. And so, but the Holy Spirit will help you. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit was saying to Paul not to go there because the people weren't ready. Then Paul got a vision from the Holy Spirit. God, the Lord can give you visions. And it was called the Macedonian call. And he had a vision of this city in Macedonia. It was calling him, come preach to us. And so he went to that city and he had great success. I'm going to say this to you today, that God will always lead you into success and never lead you into defeat.
Amen.
God will always lead you into success. Amen. The Bible says that God takes great pleasure in the prosperity of his servants.
Amen.
So God wants you prospering out here. If we're not prospering, it's because we're not doing it right. If we're not prospering because we are carnal, we're not listening to the Holy Spirit, we're going our own way. I'm going somewhere today. We're being hard-hearted. We're being stiff-necked. We're trying to do it our way. Have you tried to do it your way and figured out it doesn't work? It's better to do it God's way. Have you figured that out? God knows, you know, God is smarter than you. Have you ever figured that one out? See, when you figure that God's smarter than you, that's when you're going to start following him. But a lot of times we think, oh, I'm street smart. I've been around the block. Amen. This isn't my first rodeo. Have you ever heard that? This isn't my first rodeo. Amen. But you know what? But you always need the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And Paul got the green light in Macedonia with that vision. And God can give you visions. I'm going to get into my message next week. He can show you what you need to do. So the will of God is in two categories. Does anybody want to know the will of God in here? I want to know God's will. If you know God's will, you're going to win. Because God will always bring you into the winner circle. And the general will of God is the written word. So you always want to follow the written word of God. Never want to go against the written word of God. Amen. And number two, the leading of the Lord is the specific will of God. And that's where he can lead you. You know, God, you know, the Bible won't tell you who to marry. Amen. You may try to read, God, who do I marry? But the Holy Spirit can reveal to you who you need to marry.
Amen.
I remember when I took Yen out on a date, we went to the strawberry festival because she loves strawberries. And not really. But anyway, we went to the strawberry festival. And I took her out that week and I said, well, let's take it a little easy. Let's not go out this weekend. You know, and, you know, I was trying to play it cool, you know. I was playing it cool with her, you know. And then all of a sudden, my mom says, there's a strawberry festival, and you love strawberries. I said, yeah, let me call her up. So I called her up on Saturday. You want to go to the strawberry festival? Even I told her we weren't going to do anything that weekend, right? It was the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then I went to the strawberry festival, and I remember that was the first time we were on the Ferris wheel, and all of a sudden, I found myself giving her a kiss on the Ferris wheel. And it was just like one of those moments that just happened. It was like it wasn't pre-planned. It was like, oh, my Lord, I'm a pastor and I'm kissing her. And And so, you know, it was not pre-planned at all. And so, but the roller coaster was kind of a signal of how our life was going to be. No, I'm kidding. Up and down. But anyway, I'm standing there. We're down there. And at the Strawberry Festival, they have these little, kiosks. And they sell different jewelry and dresses. And I'm looking at her while she's looking at some dresses. And all of a sudden, it's like time has changed. And it's like I've been with her all my life. And it was like a deja. Anybody have a deja vu? You know, it's like, hasn't this happened before? You know what I'm talking about? You've had that, you know, man, this happened before. It's like, I've lived this before. It's like, have I lived another life? You know, it's like kind of a deja vu. Has everybody had a deja vu in there? Good, I'm glad I'm not the only one. And it was like a deja vu. And it was like, I was with her my entire life. And it was the Holy Spirit telling me that she was going to be with me, that we were going to be together, that she was going to be my spouse. And it wasn't like I had to read the Bible. Lord, where's Yen at in the Bible? You know, I don't find her name, you know. But it's the Holy Spirit that will lead us and guide us and reveal truth to us. And the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Do you believe that today? And so we need to get so connected to the Holy Spirit, and we need to be very careful that we don't get, you know, hard in our hearts. And that's why, you know, being angry with people and holding unforgiveness and all that can block God from showing us what we need to do. Amen? And so the Holy Spirit can help us with everything in our lives. Amen? In the Old Testament, God spoke through kings and priests, prophets and judges to the people. It was Moses that God spoke face to face. That's powerful. But even though Moses could speak to God face to face, we have it better than Moses. Woo! Glory to God. Why? Because Moses had to get up on that mountain. But we can get into our prayer closet. Amen. And so Moses had a pretty special, calling with God. But I'm going to say this, you have a special calling too. God wants you to know him more than he knows you. Do you believe that today? And so I love that. So you think that the greatest time in history was back in the Old Testament where God spoke to the prophets. No, the greatest time is today where God can speak to us through the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I'm going to say this in Romans 8:14. It says here, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. I don't want to be led by circumstances. I don't want to be led by my feelings. Feelings. I don't want to be led by feelings. Because we as Christians aren't led by feelings. We're led by faith in Jesus Christ. We walk by faith and not by sight. If I went with how I felt, I probably wouldn't even be up here today. Because sometimes I wake up and I don't feel much like a Christian. Have you ever felt like that? I don't really feel like a Christian today. I'm going to be a heathen today, you know. And sometimes the devil wants you to be like a heathen. Glory to God. But you know what? You can't. The Holy Spirit won't let you go backwards. The Holy Spirit will always push you to move forward in God. The Holy Spirit will never let you go backwards. You can't go back to where you came from. You're moving forward. Say, I'm moving forward in God. See, I love this because I love in Acts 2:17. See, most people believe in the book of Acts when the church started, that was the best days of the church. These are the days of Elijah, you know. But you know what? Today is the best day of the church. Amen. Today is the day that God is pouring out his Spirit. Today is the day that God is revealing himself to us. Amen. Today is the day, not yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Amen? No, today. Today. In Acts 2:17, 18 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. What is that saying? That's saying God wants to speak through us. And God wants to speak to us. Do you believe that today? Your young man will see visions. What is that saying? God wants to reveal something to us. God may want to give you a vision of a business. God may want to give you a vision of doing something amazing for Him. God will give you a vision. He will show you things to come. One of the pastor, Chris Hodges, he pastors a church in another state, and it's a very successful church. He has probably about 60 or 70,000 people. He has like over 15 church buildings that they show him on a screen. Amen. And but he was fasting and praying, and he was an assistant pastor at a church, and God gave him a vision of him standing in an auditorium preaching to a bunch of people. And that vision moved him into being a pastor. Amen. And I believe it was in Arkansas. And so God can give you a vision that can radically change your life. And he says here, your sons, he says here, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall... How many young men do I have in here? All of you raise your hand. Amen. I'm old as the hills, Pastor. No, your youth is renewed like the eagles. So it says, your young men will see visions. Old men will dream dreams. And my men servants and maid servants, I'll pour out my spirit. God is still pouring out His Spirit on each one of us today. Do you believe that today? But you got to get in the place where God will pour His Spirit out. You got to get quiet with God. You got to spend time with God. And when you spend time with God, God will communicate through prophecy. He will speak to you. Even if you speak in tongues, He can even help you interpret your tongues and reveal to you the mysteries that He wants to get to you. Do you believe that today? I was praying in the Spirit many years ago, and this is when I was the assistant pastor, and the Lord was calling me to be the next pastor. And I spoke it out, glory to God. You are the pastor. Amen. And God calls those things that be not as though they were. I love that. So God wants an intimate relationship with each one of us. And this is amazing. We can have it. God's not holding back that intimate relationship with you. And I love in Hebrews 18, that's why you're going to have to spend some time on your knees. You need to spend some carpet time, glory to God, on your knees, worshiping the Lord, and watch God do amazing things for you. Do you believe that today? In Hebrews 8, 10, 11 says, for this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I'll put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest. So this is powerful scripture, because this is telling me God, not the preachers are not the only ones that know God. The prophets aren't the only ones that know God. The elite, you know, the people in the body of Christ that are the generals in the body of Christ. You know, some of them you watch on TV, some of them you receive, and you say, man, I love this preacher, I love it. And they're generals, and they may know God, but I'm going to say this, from the least to the greatest, you will know God. And that God wants us to know Him, and that's our covenant right. Say, that's my covenant right. So that's my covenant right, is to know God through the person of the Holy Spirit, glory to God. I love that. And number three, the Holy Spirit has emotions and feelings. Like I was saying earlier, sometimes we think how we live our life doesn't really matter, and sometimes we hear these preachings. I hear this, well, your sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. It's all taken care of, like it was all done on the cross. Yes and no. It is taken care of. Your future sins are taken care of, but you need to also repent. Amen. You just don't say, well, the blood just covers it, I can live my life any way I want and not repent. You know, you still got to repent. You still got to turn to God. When the Holy Spirit is revealing to you areas in your life that you need to get right or get left. That's pretty strong, but In other words, the Holy Spirit won't be as close to you as he can be. And I don't know about you, I don't want the Holy Spirit to be away, far away from me. I want the Holy Spirit to be close to me. Do you have that? And so I love this because the Holy Spirit represents the fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians 5:22, it says here, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. This is how the Holy Spirit relates to us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And that's the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's in us to access that fruit so we can walk in that fruit of the Spirit. And to walk in that fruit of the Spirit, we have to keep abiding in him. We abide in him two ways, through his word and through worship and prayer. Amen. That's how we abide in him. Say, I'm abiding in him. But I'm going to say this, that we can hinder the grace of God in our lives. And I don't know about you, but I want to hinder what God wants to do in my life. I don't want to hold back the blessings of God in my life. I want all that God has for me and then some. How many people want all that God wants for you and then some? I want all that God has, the all enchilada, or however you say it, right? Amen. I don't know if I'm saying it right. But the whole kit and caboodle. Is that right? But anyway, God wants you to have it all. And so sometimes we can hinder that. How do we hinder the grace of God in our life? I'm glad you asked. In Ephesians 4:25, it says, therefore put away lying. This is interesting. Paul's talking to Christians. And he's telling Christians to put away lying. Why? Because Christians can lie at times. Amen. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor. So sometimes we may not be too honest. For we are members of one another. This is powerful. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. You can be angry about a situation, circumstance, but you can't stay angry. You can be angry. It's okay to get angry about a circumstance, but don't stay angry. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Nor give place to the devil. Amen, right there. We give place to the devil if we got an anger attitude. If we got a chip on our shoulder. If we're carrying unforgiveness or bitterness. That pushes away the grace of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that it may have something to give to him who has need. Notice this. He's saying that we don't work just for ourselves, just to make our lives, you know, okay. I owe, so off the work I go. It's not about you paying your bills that you're working. You're working, it says here, so that you can have something to give to somebody else. That's powerful. Oh, that went over big like a lead balloon today. Amen. We are blessed to be a blessing. God blesses you so you can be a blessing. You got to believe that. And the more of the blessing you become, the more you're going to be blessed. And the more you're blessed, the more you should be blessing others. Is that right? And it should be a cycle of blessing. So the more you give, the more God gives. Amen. And so he says here that we should labor, working with our hands, what is good, that it may have something to give to him who has need. Now let's look at this. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer. So he's saying here, don't let any corrupt word come out of your mouth. And that corrupt word can be a word that's lining up with the circumstances that aren't working in your life. In other words, I'm not going to make it. That's a corrupt communication. You're going to make it. I don't think God's with me. God's always with you. Amen. That's corrupt communication. It's not just cursing. And that's bad too. You don't want to be cursing. Amen? Because we want to be blessing and not cursing. Amen? And it says here in Ephesians 31, it says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So that's powerful. So we need to understand this, that anger can push off the grace of the Holy Spirit in our lives. bitterness can push off the grace and our relationship of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You know, the Bible says in 12:2 that do not be conformed, Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. The bottom line is that the devil wants us being conformed to the world system, but we got to be transformed. We are transformed by the Word of God and by the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will sanctify you. Makes you the whole sanctification means you're being more, you're becoming more like Jesus. So I love that. So the Holy Spirit will never contradict the Word of God. Amen. It will always go in line with the Word of God. And so God's will is the last key that I want to talk about. The Holy Spirit has a will for each one of us. And we have to line our will up with God's will. And I'm going to say this, it's not easy. It's not easy doing it God's way, but I'm going to say it's worth it. It's not easy. The Bible says, don't forsake the assembly of yourself with other believers as the day draws near. Back in the old days, people weren't going to church too, you know. And it was written, don't forsake. In other words, go to church. Why? It's easy to watch it online. It's a little harder to come to church. Has anybody ever discovered that? Amen. But it's worth coming to church. Why? Because now you're bringing a sacrifice to God. You're actually sacrificing your time, your energy. You're sacrificing, and God will always bless your sacrifice. Amen. The greater blessing is on the altar of sacrifice. Amen. I remember that I was struggling back in Oklahoma. I had my own place. I bought a house. And I had a couple of the rooms rented out. I was living rent-free, and I had a sports car. I didn't have my wife at that time. I was single, ready to mingle. And so I was there. And I remember the Holy Spirit was moving on me to move back to Virginia Beach. And I was like, I was kind of fighting it. I didn't really want to go back to Virginia Beach. Go back to the small church that you came out of and help the pastor. And I'm like, he didn't say it that way. That's my perception. Help the pastor in his church. And that was my calling, was to help the pastor. I didn't really want to do it. I was happy with where I was at. I had a good job. You know, I had my sports car. I had my house, you know. But I was praying, and I got in this prayer meeting. And I got in this prayer meeting, and all of a sudden, this girl started speaking under the power of the Holy Spirit. And she started speaking. And you know when God's speaking, you feel God moving in your life like, ooh. Have you ever felt that? That it's like a shh. You know, can I make that noise? Shh. You know, it's like God's speaking to me. Sometimes when I'm ministering and I say something that may answer a question that you might have or whatever, God's speaking to you. Amen. See, God speaks through me to you. Amen? If you're listening. And this person said, you must go back. You know, you must go back. If you don't go back, many will perish. And it got on my heartstrings. Like, what? So you mean my life makes a difference? Oh, yeah. That my life actually makes a difference with other people around? Amen. And my life, I'm going to say your life makes a difference. Amen. Your life makes a difference with people all around you. And when she said that, then she broke out, and I felt God speaking to me. It was probably 7 or 8 people in a circle holding hands, and it wasn't like when she was speaking, and she could have been speaking to any of those 8 people, but it was right straight to me. You got it? And then she broke out in a song, and the song was, and we were praying. She broke out in a song, and she was a spiritual person. Amen. And the song was this that we used to sing at the Bible church that I went to. Just say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I agree. My answer will be yes, Lord, yes. So what I'm saying today, I'm saying that God has a will for you. Amen. And His will is always good and pleasant, is always to lead you into the blessings of the Lord. Amen? And He wants to lead you not only to bless you, but He wants to lead you to be a blessing to others around you. And as you get into His presence, as you develop your relationship with God, spending that quiet time with God, He will reveal to you what He's calling you to do. And in that call, He will bless you and you will become a blessing. And I'm going to say this, that God will help you get rewards at the judgment day of Christ. The Holy Spirit will help you walk out the gifts and the callings of God in your life so that you, He will bless you so that you can be a blessing. And you know what? I came back. I helped the pastor. Now I'm a pastor. Glory to God. But God is so good. And then I got my good thing. My wife was here. Wasn't in Oklahoma. And Yin came. And my good thing was here in Virginia Beach. And I'm not telling you to go to Oklahoma or to go somewhere else. Your good thing is here, right here in Virginia Beach. Amen? So what am I saying to you? I'm saying as you make an effort, spend time with the Lord every day, God will give you visions. God will speak to you. God will show you things to come. And I'm telling you, you won't have to be using ChatGPT to figure out how to live your life. You can live your life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Did you receive it this morning? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank You for Your mercies and Your goodness today. I thank You, Father God, that the Holy Spirit, You are a person and we love You, Holy Spirit. We thank You that You are our comforter. You are our guide. You help us in every area of our lives. And we honor You today, Holy Spirit. And we just know right now, Holy Spirit, You're moving on people today. Perhaps those in the audience, perhaps those watching or listening, and the Lord is moving on your heart. You may have never confessed the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says to receive Jesus, you must confess His Lordship in Romans 10, 9 and 10. So if you're ready to do that, to have a living relationship with God the Father, through the person of the Holy Spirit, just say this out loud and mean it in your heart. Say, dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. Thank You, Jesus. I receive You as my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that for the first time, we believe you got born again. Stay connected with us, glory to God, with Exceed Life Church online as well. But if you don't have, if you're here in the area, come visit us. We'd love for you to be a part of the Exceed Life Church. Not in the area, find a good church home that will help you grow in Christ.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.